Hey guys, in this episode of Inside the Closet, we talk about cultures, our identities, and how the hyper-connected world has helped us shape who we are. Join us as we personally deep dive and ramble our way in exploring cultures and forging our identities. Oh, by the way, we have a very special guest in this episode, so buckle up, get your ear holes ready for this moderately heavy episode in 3, 2, 1, Ubu. Hey guys, welcome to our third episode. And today's outfit is about identities and culture. What is for us? How does the concept of identity and culture affect our lives? And the dynamics of culture, the internet, our communities and environment, and how it roots to our identity. And we have a very special guest tonight. This is Inside the Closet with Migs,
Neil,
and Migo.
I am. So my name is Migs. Ang workaholic yuppie na vampire bro from McKinley.
And I'm Neil, ang maharot na mahiyain na social boy from Zensan.
And I'm Migo, ang batanggenyong sushi artisan ng Italy.
Ayan, and again, welcome to our third episode. And ebe, ako lang to, forging your identity in a hyper-connected. Kamusta kayo guys?
I'm okay. Ikaw, Migo, how are you?
I'm so tired. I just got home from work.
Ako, kakatapos ko lang mag-overtime, so kaya natin to guys.
Totoo. And I heard, may nag-tour si Migo. From, you went to Rome, tama
ba? Yeah, pumuntang Rome, I met my first ever social media friend. Na-meet ko siya, si Jules. Nice.
Diba, meron tayong international.
Yes.
Totoo, diba? We're going international. So, sige, I think let's start this conversation kasi medyo grabe, intense na pag-uusapan natin na today,
ready ka na ba, Migo?
Are you ready, Migo?
But I love the topic kasi super fit siya sa sa sarili ko.
Totoo. Totoo yan. So, grabe. Medyo,
and it's because it's about ourselves naman talaga.
Truly. Totoo. So, medyo madugutong conversation since we will talk about identities and cultures. So, let's start with our first question, yung pinaka-basic na question, what is identity for you? I think I will start with Migs.
Migs. Ako. Well, what is identity for me? The best way I can describe it is parang, it's a description of yourself. Mm-hmm. It's how you are as a person and how you see yourself as a person.
Mm-hmm.
Secondly, I think it's a convenient way of identifying the complexity of your humanity,
mm-hmm,
and the complexity that is you as a person, diba? Kasi everyone is different, and your fingerprint is different, your beliefs are different, what your mind is different over the So parang that's your identity, like how you label yourself, how you describe yourself, and what is you.
Yeah.
So that's identity for me.
Okay.
Gawin niyo.
Well, ako naman siguro same with your definition as well. Yeah, because identity, how you identify yourself. Kumbaga, syempre as a person, kumbaga, we identify ourselves based on our gender, our race, our moral compass, our ideologies, our philosophies. So we have a different walks of life, so I think we have this subjective definition of identity within ourselves on how we identify ourselves and how we portray ourselves with people around us, and of course with alam mo yun, sa maraming nangyayari sa paligid natin, we tend to identify ourselves based on different aspects. So I think basically that's it's super subjective, it differs from one person to another. Identity is how you portray yourself, how you play a certain role in the society. Yeah, how about you, Migo?
Yeah, identity, okay. What is identity? I think it's a composite of all your personality traits, beliefs, mm-hmm, values, aspirations. Mm-hmm. So yung kahit yung mga favorites mo, interests, hobbies, or things you're passionate about, things you do that makes you
yep.
you. So I think that's mm-hmm. that's identity, and I think it, yeah. identity is a superpower. That's something that no one can okay. take away from you. So, yeah.
Wow. The word is superpower. I love that.
Ang tala yung superpower.
Sabi nga ni Darwin, sabi nga ni Darwin sa song niya na Dessert, they can imitate you but they can't duplicate you. So, ikaw lang yun.
May pasaya.
Ikaw lang yun.
Ang tara.
May pa-coach siya. Let's go.
Totoo. So, ayun. Given those answers, so let's proceed. Who is Miggy? Who is Neil? And who is Migo ba talaga? So I'll start naman with Migo. Who is Migo in the first place?
Migo, ano ba? Positive or negative? Sige, sige both.
In general.
It's you. Bahala ka.
Oh, ikaw. What do you want to share? Who is Migo?
Migo, okay. Positive. Siguro, I'd like to think that I'm a kind person. And I'm really passionate mm-hmm. with helping others. Tapos, I'm a very chill person. Mm-hmm. And open-minded. Mm. And pinakagusto ko sa lahat yung ano ko, pagiging patient and understanding. And then, negative side ko, ano ba? I overthink too much. Mm. And I'm a perfectionist. I don't think if it's a good thing or bad thing. All I know is it's both a blessing and a curse if you're a perfectionist.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Tapos, ano ba? I'm stubborn, I'm lazy. And pinaka-ayaw ko sa lahat yung I'm shy. I mean, there's nothing wrong with being shy. Pero,
yeah.
I really hate it kasi I miss a lot of good opportunities just because I'm afraid or shy. I'm scared to take risks. Uh-huh. Lagi na lang nasa comfort zone. So, ayun, that's Migo.
How about, true. How about you, Miggy? Who is Miggy?
Who is Miggy? Miggy is a very complex character, I'll just say. Mm-hmm. Ano ba? Miggy is I'd like to think of myself as a kind person.
Mm-hmm.
Miggy is also a workaholic who has three jobs.
Mm-hmm.
Miggy is a good friend.
Mm-hmm.
Miggy is a clingy lover. Ano ba? I'm a Filipino first and foremost. Mm-hmm. Ano ba? I believe in human rights. I believe in you know, like the freedom of speech, like people's freedom to express themselves. I'd like to think of myself as a politically aware person, and I'm not really that smart, but I can get by, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Ayun, and I'm creative. I'm a good son. That encompasses what I think is myself. Sometimes I can get too clingy. Sometimes I get too outspoken.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes I can be a little bit insensitive. Siguro yun yung personality traits of my identity. And some of the identifiers that we usually associate with identity.
Mm-hmm.
How about you, Neil? Who is
who? Ako naman, siguro, positive about positive things about me, siguro, yeah, I'm kind. I think I'm kind then somehow. Yeah, kahit sometimes people look at me like intimidating at times, pero if they get to know me better, yeah, they'll see the goodness of Neil, of course. Ano pa ba? I'm a dancer. Yeah, I dance a lot. Yeah, I sing inside the bathroom. What else? I'm super friendly. I'm a social butterfly. I easily get along with many people. Kahit first time pa lang namin mag-meet, kaya kong mag-start ng conversation. I always make it sure that I make people comfortable around me. What else? Sometimes I had a hard time expressing myself in terms of my opinions, politically, social opinions, because I overthink it too much. But yeah. I'm working it out because minsan kasi I want to say something but I better not. yung usual ko dati. I was so apolitical. Social apathy was my struggle before, but this time, yeah, I'm working it out. Negative things about me, yeah, I'm an overthinker, I'm a perfectionist. I think too much. Yun yung pinaka ano sa akin, pinaka negative. I think too much.
Yeah, pinapagalitan kita every single time you think
about it. True. And siguro ayun, I'm a family oriented person, and that's my goal. True. I'm a workaholic, so with Miggy, I have so many goals. Ang dami kong goals sa buhay. What else? I can motivate myself. I am an extrovert. I'm extreme extrovert na super clingy, but times I disconnect. Minsan I disconnect, I isolate myself for a while na lang naman. So yun, I think that's me. Yeah, and I'm a social boy, so I'm quite interested with social issues and try to overthink about social issues. So again, I think that's me. That's me. Oh. Ayun. Wait. So we know each other na. So we know a little bit about Migo, that he is shy, but he's kind. He's an overthinker as well. And Miggy, diba? So the next question would be, what are the major factors that contributed to what you are right now? Okay. Let's start with Miggy. What are the factors that contributed?
Kasi ano, like in science, in any situation, like one thing happens because of a lot of things that contributed in the past. Mm-hmm. And for me, the major factors that made me is obviously, one, my upbringing.
Mm-hmm.
So I lived in a very Catholic household. My mom was a very devout Catholic, if I may say.
Mm-hmm.
And my dad, he's a very nice person. He's a workaholic as well. He's a businessman. So yeah, like in terms of work ethic, in terms of like having a moral compass, that's what made me. That's one. Secondly is, I think a lot of what made me right now, especially when it comes to my political stances, when it comes to how I think, mm-hmm. and my thought processes, it's purely on education and also like the resources that I consume, mm-hmm. in a daily basis. So I started in a Catholic school back in primary school, and secondary school I went to a public high school. I went to a state U, a very outspoken when it comes to like fighting for what's right and, mm-hmm. fighting for, like fighting against anomalies and also mga atrocities that are happening in society in some parts of the country, right? Even in the world.
Mm-hmm.
So ayun, like in the global aspect of things, I think, and like in the global aspect of, paano ba? Like what I know right now is based on education.
Mm-hmm.
Extracurricular activities that helped me become me. I was a debater, so I was a very voracious reader. Like I used to read about like 6 to 7 articles a day, looking at articles about Bashar al-Assad or what's happening in Mongolia, like Uyghurs, whatever, the political atmosphere in Kazakhstan, mm-hmm. stuff like that. Like in the global, like having my global worldview, debate was debate shaped me in terms of those things, and also like
I'm a very rational thinker as well. Like, I always look two sides of the coin. Like, there's always a positive and a negative. There's always, there's always something that people might disagree on. And I think me, on my worldview, I tend to look at those two sides as well. Mm-hmm. Also, as a Libra. Political stances. Well, nakikiramdam din naman ako with the people around me. Twitter made me me as well. Like, my internet personality, my humor is like a large contributor is social media. Large contributor din ang the media that I consume, the movies that I watch, the series that I watch.
Mm-hmm.
Diba? So, I think that sums it up. You know, parang a lot of factors like education, my parents, my upbringing, what I read, what I consume, like what I consume with media, the people that I talk to as well, my friends. Ayun. So that's the factors that made Mickey. Ayun. How about you, Mickey?
First of all, yung family ko, of course, they play the biggest role kung sino si Migo ngayon. How they raised me, mga tinuro nila sa akin growing up. And also, my friends, my classmates, even my friends sa social media. So, ayun, basically, all the people around me that has been part of my life and still a part of my life now.
Pero what's interesting kasi with Migo is he grew up in two cultures and two countries. You were born in the Philippines, in Batangas.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You stayed there until like 14 years old and then you moved to Italy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So did it also contribute to what made Migo? Like the Italian Migo or parang the influence of Bologna sa it's a personality. Did it really hone you as a person? Did it really forge your identity as well?
Yes, of course. Lalo na sa, diba sa Batangas, mga Batanganos lang yung mga nakakasama ko. But when I moved here, hindi lang Italian culture yung nalaman ko. Also, other cultures din ng ibang Filipino. So, nag-get on out with Ilocanos, Kapampangan, Bisaya. So, they really helped me. Sa mga bagay na experience ko yung culture nila, their foods, tinuruan nila ako ng dialect nila, ganyan. So yeah, I think we really meet people for a reason. And yeah, I believe na life is a big puzzle. You meet people and experience things that become your puzzle pieces that will complete you. So, and I thank you. Yeah. And I thank you. Ano pa ba?
Yeah, that's
Miss Universe yan.
That's deep.
And ano pa ba? The people.
How about you?
The life experiences. Big factor din siya. Kasi good or bad experiences, you learn something from it. Diba? And lastly, myself. Kasi ayun, I met a lot of people, marami na akong experiences, good and bad. Parang na-realize ko na, I realized na there are things na I can control, kanyan. Mm-hmm. The only thing I can control is what I think, what I say, what I do. And everything outside of that is beyond me na, so... Ayun, I think my only responsibility is myself and the choices and decisions I make. So, ayun, big factor yung tatlong yun, the people around me, my experiences, tsaka myself, yung mga decisions ko, who I really want to be.
I think ako naman, the major factors that made me, there are only four factors, I think, that contributed to what I am right now. Siguro first talaga is yung family, yung naging upbringing mo sa household, kung paano ka tinuruan sa bahay. Kasi given the fact that most of my life I lived with my grandparent, my lola, since I am with my single, well, my, I have a single mom, so my parents are separated. So, and my mom, worked sa abroad like 15 years. So parang that's majority of my life way back nung like mga younger years ko. So I think, yeah, isang factor yun na nakakontribute. Kasi iba din yung, iba kasi yung setup na parang, like, iba yung upbringing mo na nandiyan yung parents, may iba rin yung upbringing mo na kahit wala yung parents, so iba-iba yung magiging ma-forge na ideologies, yung mga opinions, di ba, yung mga philosophies mo, mag-iba-iba siya. Second would be, what do you call this? Yung education. I believe yung education, the isang factor din, major factor na makakapag-contribute sa ano mo, to you as a person. Kasi like me, I studied sociology in college. So I think that is a major factor talaga which nakapag-contribute the way I think, the way I see things right now. Kumbaga, actually before medyo napaka-narrow yung crab mentality ko, ang dala. Napaka-narrow ng utak ko, super, ang dali ko mag-judge, ang bilis kong I'm super insensitive before. Kumbaga, I think I'm so bobo before. I mean, like, in high school, as in super tactless ako, I'm super insensitive. Pero nung nag-aral ako ng sociology, nabigyan ako nitong type of lens na I get to understand things the way I don't understand things way before. May different perspective na ako in terms of seeing things. Like, may nagsuntukan dyan sa labas. Kumbaga, dati, may nagsusuntukan sa labas, ay isipin ko, the old Jason would think na parang, mga basagulero. Pero right now, I would think na maybe there's a conflict, maybe there's a problem between the two of them, maybe may family problem, maybe one is influenced by something na hindi maganda. Mga ganung bagay. Diba? Pero pag you don't have different perspectives, parang mga basagulero, mga ganun, di ba? Parang you would automatically attack the person. You will just judge them the way how you see them. So I think yun, major factor din yun. Third, the people who I let myself surrounded with has a major factor of who I am right now, since I'm very sensitive with people, kung sino yung hayaan ko pumasok sa life ko, the people surround me, di ba? Just like what we talked about with sa ating previous na podcast, na I'm very sensitive talaga in terms of yung mga tao na I will be friends with. Kumbaga, may mga tao lang na okay, nakilala ko lang, pero iba yung mga tao na kakausapin ko. Kasi yung mga taong ito, may mga na-share sila sa akin na na-adapt ko, na absorb ko, because I think it can help me in the near future. And, diba? So it's really important that you choose people who you listen to, because I believe, diba? If you're buying their opinions, you're buying their lifestyle. So
that's true.
Kailangan yung mga tao na papakinggan mo, i-absorb mo yung sabihin, those people na makaka-help sa'yo. And lastly, siguro, ito, major factor din siya, is yung mga personal struggles or yung mga silent battles that I fought before. Kasi, since, given the fact that, I grew up with my lola, ganyan, since I have a single mom who worked abroad for 15 years. So, basically, all my life, I have myself sa nung college. Siyempre, yung college years talaga, yung mga crucial na years. So, I live alone sa my apartment. So, ayun, so there are days na may mga struggles ka, and I have this attitude to talk to myself, to try to pry on my thoughts on how can I handle this one, what are you gonna do, diba, how my way out of this one. So parang that time, siguro yung mga personal ba, yung mga silent battles natin, silent battles ko specifically, made me more mature, made me who I am right now, made me how I think. Kumbaga, paano ako mag-isip ngayon dahil dun sa mga personal battles. Yeah. So I think that's it, yung family, upbringing, my education, people around me, and also my silent battles or my personal struggles that I fought before. Yun siguro yung mga factors who made me. Diba? Yes. So, ano na yun? Identifiers. So, ang next question, my next question for you guys will be, are there certain identifiers? So for example, nationality, zodiac sign, political stance, religion, your school or your career, that cling on to when it comes to describing your identity?
Ako, sige, I'll start this question.
Okay.
I think all of these are different hats that we put on, mm-hmm. and I, for one, cling on to these identities.
Mm-hmm.
Especially the traits that come with these identities. For my nationality, I'm Filipino. So there are certain aspects of being a Filipino that I cling on to, like being, siguro, family oriented.
Yes.
Being very nationalistic in nature, helping people, the bayanihan spirit,
yep.
of Filipinos. Siguro those are things na I identify with, and those are hats na I can say na okay, I cling on to being a Filipino. I'm a Filipino. I'm gonna help you,
mm-hmm.
right? Religion plays a smaller factor though, even though my view on religion has changed like throughout my formative years until now. Still, the moral compass stays. Like, my respect for life is pegged upon religion. My respect for, my respect for other religions comes, it roots from the idea that you should love everyone regardless. Mm-hmm. And that's one of the primary teachings back when I was in Catholic school. Siguro yun, like, siguro life lessons and having moral compass. Religion has played a really large part on that. University, me being very outspoken, me knowing stuff na people wouldn't really know comes from my education. And those are things na I also ascribe to. Me being from UP, I can say na palaban pa rin naman ako kahit pa paano. So, ayun, I also cling on to that. Mm-hmm. And also, honor and excellence coming from my university. That's one of our that's our motto, and I also ascribe to that as well. Career wise, I your talents are pegged on your career. Your career is pegged on your talents. Mm-hmm. So parang it's also you also cling on to that, to those talents when it comes to your career, and vice versa, vis-a-vis your like your talents to your career as well. So parang ayun. In terms of describing my identity, I think these identifiers all apply to me, and one way or another, I'm gonna use them in order for me to introduce myself to people. So,
mm-hmm.
So ayun, to answer that question, I cling on to these identifiers. Go for it, Neil.
So for me naman to answer this question, I think somehow I acknowledge these are the identifier that diba may mga ano talaga sila, may mga nakakonect mo mga traits like being a Filipino, yeah. Just like what you've said earlier, family oriented type of person that is really a Filipino, and also yung bayanihan spirit nandiyan talaga, diba? The urge to help is really there, so for me nandiyan talaga siya. Pero just like the zodiac sign, I'm a Scorpio, but most of the traits of being a Scorpio is the opposite in me. So I think somehow I acknowledge these traits, but at some point there are certain traits na I don't really acknowledge na parang automatic ako yun.
Yeah.
Kumbaga, there are certainties na parang that's not kind of me, parang ganun. Kumbaga, yeah, I'm from a state U, which may activities din a very vocal in terms of political stance and pushing for what is right. Pero I'm not that kind of person before, diba? I mean, hindi pa ako ganun ka vocal in terms of my political opinions. I'm still holding myself yeah. back. But I know my standpoint. I express where I stand in terms of conversation, in terms of discussion. Yeah. I express myself where should I put myself. But hindi masyadong vocal in terms of why, but I know where I stand. Parang mga ganun bagay. In terms of yeah, sa career, di ba? Ang daming ano, for me kasi these traits are just there. But sometimes what I do is that I pick things up. Parang ganun lang. I just pick things up. Kumbaga, oh, this is me. Yeah, that is me. Oh, that's not me. So parang ganun. So kumbaga, there are identifiers, pero yeah, I think hindi siya for me. Hindi siya ganun ka automatic na would identify me as a person. Then siguro.
Yeah. And I think the next question to that na parang, yeah, given that we have these identifiers existing within the social sphere, do you think these are me, like, you know, like me saying that, okay, I'm a Libra, okay, I'm a Filipino, oh, I'm from UP, I'm from USD. Are the, like, does it really, ano, help you identify yourself, or is it parang, like, I don't know, is it a positive thing that you have these identifiers that you can conveniently cling on to, or is it like somehow my disadvantage for you? But
for me, it's more on the disadvantage kasi if you say na I'm a Libra, kumbaga, sometimes people would misinterpret that one kasi,
yeah,
you know, kumbaga, yeah, you identify yourself as a Libra because of certain reasons, and they don't know your reasons why you consider yourself a Libra. And throwing that statement that I am a Libra to that person might be misunderstood in terms of, oh, so you're a Libra, so you're ganito, you're ganyan. But on your end, it's not what you meant. So sometimes it's kind of on a disadvantage part kasi hindi nila naiintindihan. So it's better na parang we be more specific. Kumbaga, I'm a Libra because ganito ako. Libras are like this. Kumbaga, do supporting statements that could make them more understand. What do you mean by what you've said? Like, you can just say na, hello, I'm from UP. So parang, yeah, there are certain identities that is associated with you being UP. So you have to, kumbaga, you have to specify that one kung saan doon na trait ng UP you would like to say.
Yeah, exactly. And I think the beauty of us, like, naturally having unique identities is we get to pick and choose from these identifiers. Yes. And not necessarily, you know, like, you branding yourself as a person from that demographic.
Yeah.
Diba? And so this leads us to the concept of stereotype. And also some hate crimes associated with stereotyping. Diba? For you, is it parang right now, like, there are good traits associated with a certain label?
Yeah.
Is it okay for people to assume traits based on those labels or based on those identifiers? And medyo, it's also leading to the question, are stereotypes valid for you ba?
Well, for me, ang stereotypes kasi nandyan, I mean, nandyan yan for a reason. There are times na parang they see it na parang halos lahat eh. Parang, di ba, stereotypes in Tagalog, parang halos lahat. Ganon. Kumbaga, they generalize things. Kumbaga, they put labels on that one. Like, for example, you're a Libra, you're like this. You're a Gemini, you're two-faced. Things like that. Kumbaga, on a major definition, parang, like, that stereotype, nandyan talaga siya. Pero it really varies from one person to another. Just like, for example, kumbaga, like a UP, you're an activist. People will label you as an activist, but hindi naman lahat nag-involve sa activism sa UP. So parang, nandyan yung stereotypes because people tend to generalize what they see.
Yeah.
Which is not good na you typically generalize things na nakikita mo. So I think it's a process in the society, yung stereotypes. Kumbaga, sometimes kumbaga, parang ano lang yan eh, parang paano nabubuo yung norm. diba? We'll start with being like a habit na parang nangyayari siya, and then nauulit hanggang sa nagiging label na siya ng ano, na just like stereotypes. Kumbaga, yun na yung nakikita ng tao. So parang yun na yung nakikita nila. Na-associate siya. Kumbaga, in sociology pa, we can talk about yun na yung magiging the symbolic interaction of that thing to one certain group of, diba, of people.
Yeah.
So, I think it's not good that the stereotype, kasi may iba ding tao na hindi included dun sa stereotyping na ginagawa ng ibang tao.
With that, Neon, I think it's a good question to ask Migo. Mm-hmm. It's also a good question to ask Migo, kasi from a very multicultural society that is in Italy, na maraming Filipinos, maraming, a lot of nationalities, and you can freely roam Europe, diba? And you get to interact with them, with different nationalities within Europe and like tourists, right? Sa tingin mo ba, is it okay for people to assume traits like siguro based on their nationalities or somehow stereotyping people towards these identifiers for your, like, in your opinion ba? Like, sometimes kasi it's convenient eh, like dapat aminado tayo, sometimes it's convenient to put people in these boxes. Pero what's your take on that?
Yeah. Stereotyping. Feeling ko kasi okay lang naman yung stereotyping. Parang pag sinabi kasi yon, parang negative agad. But here kasi, ang daming Italians na super believe sila sa mga Filipinos, that they're very hardworking, tapos very talented, very family-oriented. So super nakaka-proud, kaya yung identifier talaga na, oh, I'm a Filipino, ganyan. Kasi ang ganda ng impression nila with the Filipinos.
Yeah.
But, ayun, it depends kung paano mo siya gagamitin, yung stereotyping. Kasi I'm also a victim of that, and you know that, guys. I got bullied a lot kasi, ayun, I experienced racism. They would say na I eat dogs or whatever. Ganon. And... so ayun, okay lang siya, but it depends on how you use it. Nagiging bad lang naman siya pag ginagawa mo siyang defense sa ugali mo. Yun na yung ano, parang sa zodiac sign. Sorry, I'm an Aries. I'm breaking up with you. So anong connect noon? Ugali mo na yun. Tapos ayun, pag ginagawa mo siyang defense sa ugali mo, tapos kapag ginagamit mo siyang pambuli ng ibang tao. Kasi, ayun, I experienced it and hindi siya madali. So, ayun. So, I think it's okay as long as you know how to use it properly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's true. And some of these stereotypes, and it goes to, I mean, like, to transform siya into hate crimes if it's super negative. Mm-mm,
yeah.
So, parang, alam mo yun, sometimes it's okay. Like, I know it's a gray area, but sometimes it's okay, and sometimes it's super shit. Na parang, people get killed because of these traits.
Yeah.
Because of these boxes that you put people in, right? And, I think, the Black Lives Matter movement sprouted because of the racism attached to Black people in America, diba? Like, women are being put into boxes na parang, okay, these are weak and fragile people. Which, they're totally not. Like, others are not.
Yeah.
Diba? So parang, alam mo yun, like, stereotypes can help people, and sometimes, and a lot, there are a lot of instances na stereotypes, alam mo yun, nag-evolve that siya into something more sinister.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, ayun. Ayun, like, ano, sana people, alam mo yun, like, the common decency and respect towards human beings, nandun pa rin. Let's go back to the topic of the episode na siguro. Let's go with the next question.
I think our next question will well, yeah, I think after all that being said, let's talk about us as person, who do we identify, do we have different identities? When, and of course, would you like to it's good to share if, when and where do you put on these masks or identities? Let's start with I think I should start this this identities. For me kasi, yeah, I think marami talaga tayong identity, marami talaga tayong masks na sinusuot. Yeah. I mean, like with friends, iba tayo, with family, iba tayo, with workmates, iba tayo, di ba? With strangers, iba rin tayo. I think, yeah, and on those certain situations, we wear different masks. Kumbaga, hindi tayo the same in all the time, hindi tayo pareho talaga. Baga, iba yung meal in front of my family, iba yung meal in front of my friends, iba yung meal in front of my relatives, diba? Iba-iba talaga siya. And yun na nga, alam niyo ba, nakakatawa kasi this is my favorite ideology way back in college. Ito talaga yung pinaka favorite ko kasi this is the dramaturgical analysis ni Irvin Goffman. It's one way to analyze people kasi in a certain situation in a particular setting based on that ideology it considers a situation as a stage. It's a stage where there is a front stage and a backstage. So you as a person, as a member of the society, you will play a certain role in front of the stage and back off the stage. So it kind of kumbaga mas na naiintindihan natin talaga na kumbaga yung mga tao sa harapan natin. Kumbaga kasi there are, for example, this setting tayo, kunyari magkakaharap tayong tatlo, 'di ba? This is the front stage and we portray a different role and a different role as well when we are in the backstage. So parang it gives you an idea na yung people are not the same in front of you. And well, both on a positive note and on a negative note, diba? May mga ganun talaga na sides ang tao. So I think, yeah, we have different identities, yeah, in a different setting, in a different situation. I think that's for me. How about you, Miggy?
Okay. For me, yeah, we do show different masks. And I don't know kung sino yung author in the doors, like, sino yung yung academic behind this, pero sabi kasi that I read something that there are different masks that you show, like each person has different masks. There's the mask that you show to the public, like the personality that you show to the public, regardless kung close kayo or not. There's also this mask that you only show to your friends. So siguro, like if you're timid in public and you're very vocal when it comes to your friends, something like that. And there's also the mask that you show to your lover, and there's also this mask that you show to your family. There's also a mask that ikaw lang yung nakakita. And I firmly believe in that, na parang people tend to show different masks kasi there are certain comfort levels of people when it comes to like showing whatever facet of their personality or like whatever facet of their humanity. Alam mo yun. So yun. I think people show different masks. And for me, I do show different masks. There's a Miggy that's very academic, that's very intellectual. There's a Miggy na alam mo yun, na very ano ba? Nagbabardagon, especially in Twitter spaces. Diba? There's this making a very sweet and caring a friend, like, just like what I am to you guys.
Yeah.
And there's this making a who loves his parents. And I think those masks show in different times and different places. And I would admit, I would have those different masks. Because sometimes it's very uncomfortable for you to show this side of your personality to others. Diba?
Yep.
So, ayun, and there are certain secrets that I keep to myself and also like certain traits that I keep to myself kasi I'm not comfortable showing it to others, right?
Yeah.
So ayun, that's the masks of Miggy siguro. Ikaw ba, Miggy?
Oh my God, nasabi niyo na yata lahat. but yun, totoo. Also me, I also...
Pero ikaw, personally, like, do you show different, ano, like, personality?
Yeah.
Do you show different identities?
Different identities,
in
yes.
Different platforms.
Yun nga, like, before, I would always ask people sa space, anong first impression niyo sa akin? Ganyan. Mm-hmm. And yung mga impression nila sa akin is most of them mali. And may magde-defend sa akin, no, if you really know me, go, ganito siya. Hindi ganyan yung pagkakakilala ko sa kanya. So, ayun, it depends on who I'm with. Mm-hmm. Tsaka, it depends din kung anong energy na yung binabalik nila sa akin. Kasi ako naman madali naman akong ano, makisama. Madali akong mag-adjust, lalo na ayun, na experience ko na yung different cultures. Madali akong mag-adjust. Pwede ako sa mga sosyalan, yeah. Pwede akong maging jologs. Mm-hmm. Diba? It depends din kung ano yung binibigay mong energy sa akin or kung ano ka. Sakyan ka yung mga trip mo, ganun.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So, that's it.
Okay. So, I think
ano, like, just to wrap this conversation up, like, on the micro level and on the individual level, parang we have to admit na meron talagang layers within a person.
Yeah.
And like, there are certain things that you want to show to other people. And mm-hmm. There are certain things that you want to keep to yourself and even your inner. Diba? So, I think, ayun, there are a lot of facets to a person, like, ano, like whatever identifiers they ascribe to, whatever demographics that they identify with, right? Or even their personality traits and their talents as well. Mm-hmm. So parang let's not assume like certain traits towards a person just because he's part of this or this like this demographic, right? And also like you don't really know the person like entirely. You can never really know a person entirely, but alam mo yun, like because you have to acknowledge kasi like the layers to that identity and to that personality. So go ba, Jason? Like just to wrap things up for this part of the discussion.
Yeah, I think it's we have this technical definition of identity in general. Pero when we talk about a subjective definition or on how it varies from one person to another, it's really an interesting conversation because you tend to get another perspective on how people forge themselves, on how they identify themselves, how they incorporate themselves with things around them, diba? Kasi ako on that part dun talaga ako interested, dun ako invested on knowing people, how they forge themselves into what they are right now. Kasi ang gandang conversation yung malalaman mo on paano nila in-identify yung sarili nila, diba? How they identify themselves and what are the factors they identify for themselves. So, on a micro level, it's really interesting. But, going to macro level, it will get more interesting.
This is more interesting.
True.
Ayun. Kasi, we all know, in different countries, in different communities, in religious sectors, global movements, or like, you know, like ideologies like feminism, or alam mo yun, like whatever ideologies that there are, cultures and ideologies evolve, right?
Mm-hmm.
And for you ba, guys, are cultures supposed to change, or are culture like? And the second question here is, are cultures supposed to be malleable?
Mm.
Ikaw ba? Niyo?
Ako? Well, yeah. Since for me, it shouldn't change, I think. Kasi for me, I push for cultural preservation. So, I think we have to keep it up until this day. We have to preserve the culture that we have to keep the... Kasi for me, the culture that we have is the identity that we have right now. Like without that, without that culture na meron tayo right now, yun yung naging identity natin eh. the Filipino culture, that is that your identity as a Filipino. For me, my culture in every aspect of my life, that made me myself. So for me, somehow culture may adapt to certain changes. The ideologies may adapt to certain changes, but it shouldn't change. It should adapt lang. Kumbaga, I think cultures are not, a culture is not malleable, but I think it can be adaptive in terms of, like globalization, like with modernization. Kasi somehow, we will still go back to what we are before. And that is, kumbaga, precious in terms of you being a person. Kumbaga, tayo, ako, ay, kumbaga, we have our own heritage in terms of sa family. We have, kumbaga, meron tayong yung mga ninuno natin, yung mga sinauna tayong mga kultura na pinapractice. Diba? So, I think, it shouldn't change. Specifically, culture, it shouldn't change. But we should be adaptive on things na nangyayari sa atin. And we should be more, what do you call this, adjustable, I think. Kumbaga, we know how to adjust, we know how to adapt, because that is important. Diba? So, it's one way for survival as well. Diba? Sabi nga ni Charles Darwin, those creatures na mas nakaka-adapt will surely survive. So, I think, yun. Yeah. Just to make my points straight, I think it shouldn't change and it's not malleable, but it should be adaptive and adjustable.
Okay. For me naman, like answering this question, I think cultures do change, mm-hmm. and cultures are malleable.
Mm-hmm.
I completely agree. There are certain aspects to a culture that we should preserve, like certain identifiers, right? Like maybe the traditions that you have.
Yeah.
Or, you know, like things that make you feel at home. Like, for example, you're part of a tribe. You're part of a community who values this. Or parang has a tradition of, I don't know, like celebrating Kwanzaa or whatever. I think those are pretty nice things to keep in culture. But for me kasi, in a very globalized world, like in a globalized world, and in a world wherein everything is checked, and in a world na parang, alam mo yun, there are certain aspects of each culture na parang, like, to not challenge or whatever. I think cultures are bound to change, and cultures are supposed to be malleable to adapt to these changes. What do I mean? Ayun. Kasi we have to recognize cultures do adapt and cultures change. The change comes with that adapting, the action of adapting, mm-hmm. right? Case in point, religions, dogmas, and scriptures don't change, but the interpretations change throughout times, right? Sometimes people like dati Mormons in 1978. They let black people inside their church, right? Because sinabi na nila, okay, God forgave the black people. Dati kasi hindi na pinapapasok mga African Americans inside their church. But because there was a public pressure, and because it's important for them, your religions, they want numbers, right? Because that's how religions survive. Dun na pumasok yung parang, okay, they changed because they succumbed to public interest. They mm-hmm. succumbed to global interest. And they realized na, okay, this idea is not really aligned with what we have mm-hmm. in our church. Right? So I think on religion, that's a huge example. Other cultures as well, like especially, dati kasi, like even actions and traditions made by a certain culture, like dati incest is rampant in other communities in Scandinavian states because alam mo yun, it was tradition, pero ngayon maybe the royal family as well, medyo ano, medyo intertwined yung ano nila, mm-hmm. yung inner, yung pedigree nila, diba? But they changed because science dictates na parang, okay, you're now prone to genetic anomalies and mm-hmm. like deformities if you go with this. So parang those types of traditions also change because there are certain harms associated with those as well. Mm-hmm. The fact na people are like maraming outcries towards China and Yunnan, yung parang kumakain ng dogs because ano, people recognize that there are certain rights to animals na dapat ano, that dapat respect, especially mm-hmm. the dogs, right? Mm-hmm. Because those are man's best friend, and I know like there's a certain like fondness of humans towards canines, right? So parang ayun, cultures are bound to change. And cultures are subject to change, especially when there are harmful things mm-hmm. that are not fit with the global moral compass that there is. Parang ganun, diba? And that's why we scrutinize people because of that. That's why we scrutinize dictators. That's why there are new laws being passed every day because value systems of certain cultures and communities are supposed to change to the times mm-hmm. and to the evolution of morality as well. And that's my take on it. Like, cultures are bound to change.
Yeah.
And, you know, like, even aesthetically, diba? Pero, ayun, this opens a whole can of worms, like cultural appropriation and all mm-hmm. that. I won't dive into that. Pero, ayun, cultures are bound to change.
Yeah.
But there are certain aspects of culture that should be preserved. Yeah. In order for us to respect that culture as well. And I completely agree with Jason on that.
Well,
how about you?
Well, siguro to add that is that's my point in what I said na parang culture should be adaptive and adjustable. If it's not, kumbaga, yun nga, if there are harms, kumbaga with alam mo kasi culture is a way of life eh. Kumbaga ano natin siya na parang if it harms other people, we should adjust, we should adapt na it's not, it has a bad impact na. But yeah, yun nga, sabi ko, we have to preserve them as much as possible and just to adjust and adapt to what is, kumbaga, magiging ano siya, in rhythm with other culture around it, I think.
Yeah.
Yun. How about you, Migo?
That's right.
Migo, what's your take on this?
Nasabi niyo na yata lahat.
Yeah.
Ano ba? Yeah, I think cultures should change with the times. Kasi if it doesn't, parang it becomes outdated or irrelevant. Kasi culture is an accumulation of the perspectives and learnings of people coming from different generations. Diba? It is not rigid in the sense that it will never change. Parang what is culturally relevant yesterday may not be culturally relevant today. So,
yeah.
Tama yung mga sinabi nyo. But yun, let's not forget, may mga cultures na we should preserve. Like sa Filipino culture, yung saying po and opo or the mano. Diba? Yeah. Parang marami na rin sa generations ngayon yung hindi gumagawa nun. But so I think it's really important.
Yeah, important.
Yeah, and like in the European context, right? A lot of efforts towards cultural preservation are there, like in food. Merong mga tawag doon? Yung parang yung geo something na parang okay yung in order for a true champagne to be a champagne, this should be made in the certain part of Europe, di ba? Or parang Casamars was supposed to be in this like made in this ano lang. Ayun, parang geo-protected products as well. Or even even cultural preservation of architecture, right?
Yeah.
Like if you see like you know like mga ano, hindi ko alam kung paano siya i-verbalize, pero alam mo yung mga ano places na full of culture, they try to preserve that kasi it marks that place's history, that it marks that place's
vegan,
like the charm of that place as well, diba? Vegan in the Philippines, yeah. Diba? I know in Italy ang daming ganyan, diba, Migo?
Yeah.
Yeah, yung Starbucks nga dito, parang ilang beses nang nag-attempt yung Starbucks talaga na mag-open dito, but ayaw talaga ng mga Italian since mas gusto nila yung, yeah, the espresso, the, yung Italian coffee talaga yung i-promote.
Oh.
So, yeah, maraming kaya yung Italy, parang konti lang yung mga ano dito. Mga brands na ano talaga.
Pero they adapt to the changing times, right? Yeah, yeah. Like yung mga ano, yung mga buildings na yan na ano, makita mo may wifi sila. So parang they still adapt to the changing times, pero there are another certain aspects that you need to preserve in order for you to save the historicity of that space, diba? Or like, you know, like the cultural significance of that place as well. That's why we put plaques on certain areas of interest in the Philippines, kasi we celebrate or parang we commemorate those areas na merong significant na nangyari. And I think that's also one way to preserve culture as well. Ayun. And since we talked about those things, for you guys, is there such a thing as a national identity? Ikaw ba?
Ako, kung may national identity, meron talaga. Meron talaga siya. Kasi, di ba nga, just like with Migo, di ba? Parang kahit saan ka pumunta, malalaman mo talaga na Pinoy. Di ba?
Yeah.
Pumunta ka sa ibang lugar, sumitsit ka, alam mong Pinoy yung lilingon ni Pinoy yun. Diba? Doon mo malalaman eh. Kumbaga meron talaga.
Pati yung pagturo ng labi. Tinry ko yan sa Italians. Parang they're looking for something and ginamit ko yung lips ko. Parang na-weirdan sila. Ano diba? What am I doing? Parang it's a Filipino thing.
Diba? So, I think there is such thing talaga as national identity. I mean, as a Filipino, we have a lot to be identified as Filipinos. Like, yeah, like yung sinabi ni Migo, na pagtuturo gamit yung labi, paninitsit, di ba? Kaya, so, punta ka sa ibang lugar, manitsit ka. Pinoy ang lilingon sa'yo, di ba? And, alam mo yung ugali pa na, yung talagang matulungin ka. Kasi, di ba, pagpupunta ka sa ibang lugar, walang pakialam yung mga tao. Like, walang pakialaman talaga. So, ayun, I think for me, there is really, it's easy as that. Yes, there is such thing as national identity.
Going back to the second, like relating it to the previous question, do you think that, guys, the national identity, maybe of a Filipino or maybe an Italian, should it be preserved or should it stay?
Should be.
Because there are also negative, not really negative, but there are certain things now attached to national identity. Like, for example, in the Philippines, we're considered as very conservative people. Do you think these are things that should be preserved as well? Or should it also adapt to changing times, even though it goes against the concept of a quote-unquote national identity?
Ah, sige. Well, ako naman siguro. Kasi, yeah, that's right, no? May mga negative din siyang mga connotations, yung mga identity, lalo na nga sa ating mga Pinoy. We have this identity na parang identifiers natin as Pinoy na hindi maganda. Pero, I think, I don't know if it will really reach the point of changing it. Kasi, of course, sometimes, as Filipinos, yun yung nakasanayan natin. Pero as long as it doesn't harm other culture or other people, di ba? I think it's okay. Pero, of course, I think everyone is, yeah, just like what you've said, subject for change, subject for adaptation, subject for adjustments. So, yeah, if it does not do any good to other people, then I think it should change. But for me, kumbaga, yun lang yung ano kasi, kumbaga, yun yung mga identifiers natin as Filipinos when we go to other areas, like other countries na we get to be identified as Filipinos. But I think, yun. Yun siya for me.
Yeah, same. I think it should change kasi, for example, di ba, may mga negative, like, crab mentality, but it doesn't apply naman to everyone. Mm-hmm. And also yung pagiging tamad daw. But we all know not all Filipinos are lazy or, how do you call it? Oh, I forgot the word. But yeah, I think it should change if it's toxic na.
Yeah.
I mean, to wrap this question up, kasi parang for me naman, there's no checklist kasi on like you. There's no checklist on a culture or a national identity, and it differs from person to person as well. And you can identify like a Filipino, you can identify a Catholic, you can identify a, you know, like maybe a gay person or an activist by certain traits, but they don't necessarily encompass all of those traits as well. Yeah. Goes back to the individual, and there are certain traits that will stand out, pero it's not, it doesn't describe the entirety of that person. It doesn't necessarily you know, describe the nation as a
Diba?
And ayun, it's a very subjective thing. Let's just say that. Siguro the next, like, this will lead me to my next question parin, regarding culture. Are cultures dictated by people? Or is it something that just exists na nilagyan lang natin ng label? Ikaw ba, Neil?
Ako, cultures are, are cultures dictated by people? Or something that just exists? For me, somehow it was dictated by people. Kasi our culture is based on the way of life of people, on how we do things, how we think, how we interact with other people. Kumbaga,
pero siguro what I mean by this question is, for example, like the Philippine government, like dictated certain national, like even the American, like when we were, when we were colonized by Americans, they dictated certain cultural identifiers as national things. Like, for example, the national bird is this, like the national tree is this, or like the national hero is Rizal, something like that. And those are very significant to like crafting a culture. So do you think, should it be, ano, should it be dictated by certain entities? Or should it be ano? Or should it be like, okay, merong ano, merong alam mo yun, merong like this happens inside our communities. This happens inside like in the Philippines. Let's put a label on it. So, what's your take on that?
Well, yeah, I think yun nga, just like what I said earlier, culture is something na parang a way of life, kumbaga people do this and do that, and it became our culture. Pero sometimes kasi, it comes with influence, diba? It comes with power, of course, diba? Just like, me, as a person, as a simple individual, I can do one thing that cannot be, that can be recognized but by everybody. But just like, for example, if this person, just like, oh, for example, our president will do something like this one, like that, they will observe people doing this, or a crowd or a mob will do this or like that. Diba? May tendency pa siya. Pero, yun nga, siguro it comes with influence and power, yung ano natin sa culture. Just like, diba, may mga nakaka-influence talaga. Just like, yeah, mga colonizers natin even before, they tend to influence our culture way back before, di ba? May mga na-add sila sa sa culture na meron tayo right now. So, I think it's not, siguro, it's not just the people, but also with those, the influence and those people in power that they can
dictate. Ayun, and, you know, constant exposure, and because, ano, because they are sometimes revered inside society, or sometimes, you know, because they have that sphere of influence and people ascribe to that sphere of influence as well. It becomes a culture thing as well. Diba? And I agree, there are times na parang culture is dictated by the people in power, or like the, maybe the ruling class or whatever. And there will be times na parang certain cultural aspects are dictated by what's happening inside society, and they just put a label.
Good.
Like, that's siguro yung bayanihan of bayanihan inside the Philippines, diba? Parang it was never dictated by a government. It was never dictated by the Spaniards or the Americans. friends, diba? It was just a thing that existed even way back yes. with our ancestors, and we just put a label on it, diba? Ayun. For you, Migo, what's your take on this?
Our culture is dictated by people, or it just exists?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think cultures are dictated by people. Mm-hmm. But like I said kanina, it's an accumulation of perspectives, experiences, and learnings that people in a community have throughout several generations. Diba? Parang people in the community define what their cultures are basing from what is happening in the real world.
Mm-hmm.
People use old cultures and they modify it to what's applicable in the current generation. So, yeah, I think it's dictated by the people.
Okay. Yeah, given that, and since we're talking about culture, the evolution of culture, and how a culture comes to be, kasi ngayon, the world is hyper-connected through the internet. We're having globalized economies, global leaders and businesses interacting with each other, cross-cultural exchanges, people migrating from one place to another, one country to another. Right now, cultures are intertwining and cultures are merging. National identities are being blurred. And nagmi-mix talaga yung culture. Right now, given those intertwining of culture, do you think the end goal of that is the end goal of that melting pot is a unified global culture? Or is it a narration of the concept of culture? And now we're embracing, okay, wala naman talaga culture after all. It's about the individual itself and it's the self. So for you guys, is it going for a unified culture or is it embracing the self?
I think we should start Migo. With Migo since siya yung, kumbaga, Migo. He has this Filipino culture and now he's so exposed with the Italian or the European culture. Si ikaw.
Oh, global culture in general.
Do you think ba, Migo?
For you, Migo.
Ano yan?
Do you think it's...
Is the goal a unified culture? Is the goal a unified global culture? Or is it the erasure of culture and basta, tao to, ito yung personality niya, ito yung identity niya. Ikaw ba? For you.
Kumbaga, ano ba siya?
Ano yung naging...
Kumbaga, napaghalo, kumbaga, naano mo ba? Na-absorb mo ba yung kultura? Or para sa iyo ba? Ulitin ko, ingay ni ate. So, para sa iyo ba, okay. Naghalo ba yung kultura sa iyo? Or kumbaga, you're influenced by different cultures? Or ito ba yung point na hindi siya about the culture, it's about the individual, it's about me, how I identify myself, parang ganun.
Well, I think hindi naman mawawala yung ano, kasi ako si Migo ngayon dahil din sa mga culture na yon. So I think ano nga ba yun? So ayun, I think for me there will never be a unified culture kasi ano culture celebrates ano diversity of communities and individuality of people. Diba? Okay. Kaya that's why culture exists para kasi culture ano provide a sense of belongingness to the community. Parang if a person is new to a community he was able to adapt to the certain culture, it would make him feel na he's already part of that community. So ayan, cultures exist kasi it showcases communities' way of life,
okay.
of how they perceive things, how they view the world.
Okay.
But yeah, I think there will never be a unified culture kasi ang hirap. Kasi we came from different walks of life from different, we have different cultures, so I can't imagine a unified culture. Parang,
it's more of a like, it's either gonna be a very dystopian or a utopian concept if we all, if we have a unified group of culture.
Mm-hmm. Tsaka, who decides? Who decides anong culture yung natin lahat?
I gets ko yung point ni Migo about the definition of unified culture na parang ang hirap ding isipin na in one person there's a melting pot of a different cultures kasi and how would you form your standpoints, how would you form your opinion if you are influenced by different culture inside your head. So I think for me I think there's no such thing as a unified culture. Well, maybe you have this culture and you have this way of life and you just have to adapt on how you interact with another culture, with your culture. So I think it's somehow going in rhythm with other culture, I think.
Yeah.
So kumbaga, I'm a Filipino. I talk to an American. I think I still have my my culture, my identity as a Filipino. But I can go with the culture of an American, with my culture, with the way of how I do things, of my perception, not absorbing what is an American culture, but with upholding my own culture. I think that's for me. I have this culture within myself, na isa lang. And binabagay ko lang sa mga kultura na nasa paligid ko, I think.
Okay.
Regardless of being the world being so hyper-connected via the globalization and modernization, I think ganun lang siya. It guides you on how you go with things around you. I think that's for me. How about you, Migs?
Well, for me kasi there are a lot of themes parang the end goal of a globalized culture or parang the removal of all cultures all throughout kasi you're just respecting the individuality of each people and like each person and maybe that community has the same individuality. I think in a macro scale, I think the ultimate end goal here is not really the erasure. There will still be culture. I agree with Nigo. It's impossible to erase culture. Pero I think the ultimate end goal of us intertwining with different cultures is for us individuals to know who we are, really. Because you're given a lot of resources. You're given, just one click in the internet, you get exposed to these moral entries personalities or even value systems, diba? And I think it goes to the end goal of, okay, I'm given a plethora of options on who I want to be and who I can identify with. So the end goal is, okay, right now as a person I identify with this, even though my national identity is this. Something like that. So I think the ultimate end goal on the individual level is, because you're given a plethora of options, you're given a plethora of information, it's up to you to decide on what culture you're gonna ascribe to, or what bits and pieces of culture are you gonna put inside, like chips in your brain in order for you to be who is Mickey and yun yung parang ano. So that's for me, like embracing individuality. Siguro yun yung aspect na yun, even though you don't necessarily remove that culture, those cultures that you identify with. Siguro it's the same with anime. If you guys are familiar with queer theory, yung ultimate end goal kasi nun is the reason why it was just a label on homosexuality, then it evolved to LGBTQ, then it evolved to LGBTQIA+. And then, even within the lesbian communities, the gay communities, and other communities of the rainbow, there are certain tribes, there are certain there are certain groups, in groups within a group, right? Right, like gays, for example, there are femmes, there are masculine gays. Like within masculine gays, there are people who are abrasive with their personalities or not. And because of that, not really division, but because of those subgroups, the ultimate end goal there is, because nagde-divide siya na nagde-divide, the end goal there is to accept na parang it's your personality. You don't necessarily need a label to describe it because that's you. Something like that. So parang yun yung, that's what queer theory states. And the ultimate end goal of the segmentation of each movement is the embracing of an individuality and like embracing of that, the humanity of that person, regardless of what in group or out group or whatever they identify with. You know? So ayun, I think that wraps up the discussion on the macro level of you know, like cultures in general. We can talk, guys, to all the listeners out there, we can go on and on about like different facets of culture.
True.
Pero syempre ano, syempre medyo humahaba yung oras natin dito. Siguro let's go to the last question. Just to wrap this entire
episode. Yeah. So I think this is the best question to wrap everything up. No? With everything I've just said. Siguro ito na siya. Is it you who makes your identity, or is it dictated by the world around you? Sige, I want to start with Nico. Kasi siya talaga yung medyo exposed with, alam mo yun, with two worlds.
Yes, that's true.
Literally two worlds. Yeah, so for you, Migo, is it you who makes your identity, or is it dictated by the world around you?
I think both. I think both, kasi ayun nga, Maraming bad experiences na sa Pasko, even my childhood. Like, ano ba, story time. A little story time. Parang, growing up kasi, growing up, parang kahit sa gender ko, parang I was a victim nga ng stereotyping. Kasi, ano ako, I'm passionate with music, arts. Pero yung mga pinsan ko, mahilig sila sa video games. So yun, both nga. Kasi from my experience, parang nung bata kasi ako, victim ako ng stereotyping. Like, yung passion ko nung bata ko talaga is music, arts. Pero yung mga pinsan ko, they're more into sports, video games. Pero yung my family already assume na I'm gay. And they keep on injecting that sa brain ko. So I grew up na confused with my identity. Parang every decision that I make or mga gagawin ko, I would always ask myself if it's the right thing to do or if it will make them happy. So, pero I tried proving them wrong. Parang, okay, I tried video games, I played sports. But they keep on telling me, bakit ko ginagawa yung mga yun? Eh, I'm gay. So yun, I got bullied too, physically, verbally, just because they think I'm gay. But I know myself na I'm not that time. So yeah, growing up, they keep on injecting that sa mind ko na I'm gay. So I grew up really confused. Kaya ngayon, it still affects me with my decision making. Parang naging people pleaser ako. Parang lagi ako nagsiseek for validation. I lost myself. I'm still lost now. Pero I'm so glad na tinake ko yung mga bad experience na yun. Kasi ang dami kong reasons. Ang dami-daming reasons for me to be a bad person. From the bullying, from the stereotyping. Ang daming reasons to be a bad person. Pero I still have my own choices, decisions, and I chose kindness. I chose to transform yung mga yon into life lessons that will make me stronger, and that will make me stronger and a better person. So ayun, at some point naging ano din siya. Hanggang ngayon, parang doon pa rin yung basihan ko. But I'm learning. Like this, the podcast, I can't be... Hindi ko na-imagine magagawa ko siya. So, I'm getting off my comfort zone. I'm realizing my worth now. Surrounding my myself with people na good for my mental health. So, yeah. It's both... for me, parang dinictate siya sa akin ng world. But... ngayon, na I know my worth now. I'll fight for my happiness now. And, ayun, it's me who will decide in the end who I really want to be. Thank you.
That's true. That's right. Mm-hmm. That's great. Kasi, diba, that, I mean, it's so good to hear that, diba, regardless of those things that happened to you before, you chose to be the bigger person. You chose to be the good to be a good person. Kasi nga, just like what you've said, there's so many reasons to be a bad person that you chose not to. So we commend you for that. And it's really good to hear, diba, na you always try to be better. You always try to improve yourself. Diba? To be stronger and better. How about you, Miggy? Same question.
Okay. I think this is a nature nurture question. Like it's similar to the nature nurture question. And for me kasi I know it's shitty to say na it's both, pero it is both. Na parang the reason why you know the alphabet and you can read is because society dictated na, ano, na you should ascribe to use this alphabet, to use this language. It was also society who dictated that these moral values are universally agreed upon, like the idea of human rights, the idea that stealing is bad, the idea like the right to property, the right to freedom of expression, and the right to to believe in something, right? And I think those are things that the world has dictated in order for you to be free to choose. And this leads me to the idea of you creating your own identity. Because the world gave you that freedom. Because society has given you that freedom. Though I do agree sometimes that there are countries in the world who really bar you from those rights. In liberal democracies, at least in the Philippines, at least meron pa rin konting ganito. Because you have those rights and because you have those freedoms, it makes you choose your identity. And the end idea of this is you choose, I mean, again, you didn't choose to be born in this world. You didn't choose to grow up in that area. Pero ultimately, you are the one, especially in the going back to a hyper-connected world wherein you get exposed to every culture in the internet, in a globalized world na there are a lot of cross-cultural exchanges, cross-national exchanges. Given that plethora, again, it's you who dictates your identity, right? It's you who dictates your value systems. It is you who chooses which political ideology to believe, right? Or it's you who chooses to immerse in that culture, right? And you chose to learn French, or you chose to learn Italian. And languages are also a different way of thinking. Like, learning a language is also having also a different way of thinking and putting yourself in the shoes of that nationality as well, right? So, ayun, what I'm trying to say here is, because the world is giving you options, and society has enabled you to choose in general, and to live in general. That's the ultimate thing here is it's you who dictates your identity. It's you, the individual, is the one responsible for whatever thing that they believe in, whatever culture that they live in. And siguro yun yung answer ko. The world enabled you and the world has given you those choices, but it is you at the end of the day who will dictate, or it's you who will choose at the end of the day. That's for me.
Yeah.
How about you?
Oh, okay. Ako naman kasi, I agree that it's both. Kasi nga, yun nga, meron tayong sinusunod ng mga socially constructed na mga norms na nagiging part na rin na kung sino tayo. Pero for me, it's majority tayo talaga who is making our own identity. For me, with all of that socially constructed norms and mga factors na meron tayo sa society natin, yeah, I believe na we pick those up one by one and make it our own identity. Kasi we know ourselves better than the society sees us. So I think we have the right to choose. We have the right to pick up one thing that is that we think na bagay sa atin, na we think na would work for us. So I think for me, it's a combination of the two, but majority, it's us who makes our own identity by, of course, adapting and picking those norms or those yung mga values na meron tayo sa society.
Yeah, I completely agree.
Na applicable sa atin as a person. So I think it's simple as that for me.
Ayun. And I think that's a great way to wrap the episode, diba? It's all about the individual. It's all about, you know, like, respect in general, and also, you know, like the acknowledgement of different cultures as well, and how cultures evolve.
Yes.
Do you guys?
And respecting individuality. Yes. That is
That's
important.
That's true. So yeah. Thank you so much, Migo, for joining us this episode, and you've been really insightful, and alam mo yun, ang daming quotable things is sabi mo in this episode. And really proud that you grew up.
Yeah, this is my first podcast.
You went out of your comfort zone. I know you're a very shy person, Migo. And
I am.
I'm really grateful that you joined us.
I'm so blessed to have you guys.
And of course, we want to congratulate you, diba, for being so
great. We popped Migo's cherry. Na-divergenize natin si Migo sa podcast.
Right.
Sa podcast eh.
Para ito yung mga hindi ko ma-imagine na gagawin ko. Kahit nga space pa lang na maraming tao, hindi ko ma-imagine na makakapagsalita ako. Pero ito talaga.
Yeah. And with our topic, culture is really something that, alam mo yun, hindi siya basta-basta na pinag-uusapan. Mm-hmm. But you've been so insightful, just like what Miggy said, and given your perspective as a person who grew up here in the Philippines, and you know, right now you're in Italy, so grabe yung transition mo from this culture.
It's
to
really hard,
European
but
culture,
ayun, at
grabe.
Least now,
totoo.
Nakaka-adjust na ako.
And we're excited, diba, to welcome you back home.
And you guys, you guys should visit me then.
Of course.
Europe tour.
After all of this pandemic. True.
That's something to look forward to, Shet. Sige, let's go.
Totoo. Right. So I think that's it for this episode. Migs.
Ayan, and that's been Inside the Closet with Migs,
Neil,
and Migo, your sushi boy from Bologna. Hey.